All right, so we're diving into entrepreneurship today, and I know a lot of you listening are interested in that whole world of freelancing, maybe even the digital nomad life, really anything that gives you more freedom and flexibility. But what's so cool is that Freelancing Insider really highlights how entrepreneurship, it changes you as a person, not just your bank account, you know?
Yeah, it's true. There's a whole other side to it that we don't always talk about. It's like entrepreneurship is this unexpected crash course in self-development.
Okay. I am so intrigued. So what are some of these unexpected ways that entrepreneurship changes people?
Well, one of the first things that Freelancing Insider points out is accountability. You know, that thing we all struggle with.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Exactly. But entrepreneurship kind of forces you to become way more accountable.
Oh, I can totally see that.
Yeah.
If you're the one making things happen, you can't really afford to just let things slide.
Yeah, exactly. When you're your own boss, you're the one in charge. There's no one to blame but yourself if things don't get done. So you kind of develop this understanding that your actions, they have a direct impact on your goals, which can be a really powerful motivator.
Yeah, for sure. It's the difference between saying, oh, I'll get to that eventually, versus if I don't do this now, it's going to affect my income, my reputation, my whole business.
Right. And Freelancing Insider gives this great example of how entrepreneurs structure their day. They'll often use things like time blocking, and they prioritize tasks based on the impact they'll have on their bills. It's not just about being busy, you know, it's about being strategic and intentional with your time.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But how does this whole accountability thing, how does it actually work for freelancers or digital nomads who maybe aren't running a full-fledged business?
Well, I think it's still super relevant. Even if you're working on multiple projects for different clients, you're still responsible for managing your own time, meeting those deadlines, and delivering quality work. So the same principles apply.
So it's really about taking ownership and understanding that your choices have consequences.
Exactly. And that sense of ownership can do amazing things for your confidence, which is actually the next point that Freelancing Insider brings up, how entrepreneurship can kind of transform self-doubt into this can-do attitude.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen that. Entrepreneurs always seem to have this incredible ability to bounce back from setbacks.
Yeah.
You know, just keep pushing forward, even when things get tough.
Yeah. And it's because they've learned that they have the power to turn things around. Instead of feeling helpless or stuck, they're thinking, okay, what can I do to change this?
Yeah.
They're not afraid to experiment, try new things, fail, and learn from those failures.
I remember reading in Freelancing Insider about one successful entrepreneur. I think they said something like, entrepreneurship is all about embracing the unknown and trusting that you can figure things out as you go along. That really stuck with me.
Yeah, it's all about shifting from that victim mentality to a more proactive approach. And this doesn't mean that entrepreneurs don't feel fear or doubt, but they've developed the ability to acknowledge those feelings and move forward anyway. They choose action over inaction.
So you're saying that even if someone's starting out and they're feeling totally overwhelmed, just taking that first step, no matter how small, it can actually start to shift their mindset.
Exactly. It's about building that muscle of taking action even when it feels uncomfortable. And the more you do it, the more confident you become.
So we've got accountability, we've got confidence. What's the next unexpected benefit that Freelancing Insider found?
Well, this one might seem obvious at first, but it goes deeper than you might think. It's about lifelong learning.
Of course. Entrepreneurs are always learning new things.
Right,
They stay ahead of the curve, adapt to changing markets.
Yeah.
All that.
Right. But it's more than just like keeping up with industry trends. It's a fundamental shift in how you approach learning. Freelancing Insider found that entrepreneurs, they tend to view every experience as an opportunity to learn and grow, whether it's a success or a failure.
So they're constantly seeking out new information, new skills, new ways of doing things.
Absolutely. And they're not just passive consumers of information either. They take what they learn and they apply it to their businesses, their personal lives, everything.
It's like they've hacked the learning process. They're not just reading books and attending workshops. They're out there experimenting, testing, refining their knowledge in the real world.
Exactly. And they're not afraid to ask for help or seek out mentors who can guide them along the way. In fact, Freelancing Insider highlights this interesting connection between learning and mentorship in the entrepreneurial world. It seems like a lot of successful entrepreneurs have had mentors who played a key role in their development.
That is fascinating. So it's not just about self-learning.
Yep.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to do everything alone.
Right. And that brings us to another surprising benefit of entrepreneurship that Freelancing Insider uncovered: empathy.
Empathy.
Empathy. I got to be honest, that's not the first word I think of when I think about entrepreneurship. I usually think of things like competition, you know?
Yeah.
Getting ahead.
Yeah, that's a really common misconception. But Freelancing Insider actually challenges that idea. They point out that the journey of an entrepreneur, it often involves overcoming obstacles, facing rejection, learning from mistakes. And this whole process really tends to foster empathy. It builds understanding and compassion for others who are going through those same challenges.
Okay, so I'm starting to see it. So entrepreneurs, having gone through all that themselves,
right,
they're more likely to lend a hand to others who are just starting out.
Exactly. They remember what it was like to feel lost, uncertain, maybe even scared. And they understand the value of getting support, guidance, encouragement. And so they're often super eager to pay it forward. That's so cool. And Freelancing Insider actually shared some really great examples of how entrepreneurs create these supportive communities. They mentioned things like mentorship programs, online forums where people can share advice and resources, even just informal networks where entrepreneurs connect and help each other out.
Yeah. And it's amazing how much those communities can provide a sense of belonging and solidarity, especially for freelancers and digital nomads who might otherwise feel really isolated.
Totally. It's like they've created this whole ecosystem of support that goes way beyond just business.
Mm.
It's about human connection, realizing that we're all in this together, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And this whole spirit of collaboration, it even extends to competitors sometimes. You'll see entrepreneurs sharing tips, recommending each other's services, or even partnering on projects. They understand that a rising tide lifts all boats.
So it's not always about that cutthroat competition. There's room for cooperation and mutual support too.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the most inspiring things about the entrepreneurial world. It's understanding that success isn't a zero-sum game. There's enough abundance to go around.
This is really making me rethink my whole view of entrepreneurship. It's less like a solo mission.
Yeah.
And more like this vibrant, interconnected community.
Yeah, and that shift in perspective can be super empowering. It opens up so many possibilities for collaboration, learning, and growth.
Okay, so we've talked about accountability, confidence, lifelong learning, and even empathy. What's that final unexpected benefit that Freelancing Insider highlighted?
Well, this one might seem a little more obvious, but I think it's important to really emphasize that it's not just about the money. It's about the freedom and control that comes with it.
You're talking about financial freedom. I mean, that's kind of the dream for a lot of entrepreneurs, right?
It is. But Freelancing Insider makes a really important distinction. It's not just about accumulating wealth. It's about having the autonomy to choose how you earn your income.
Yeah.
How you spend your time.
Yeah.
How you live your life.
So it's less about, you know, becoming a millionaire. It's more about having that flexibility to work on projects you're passionate about. Set your own hours. Create a lifestyle that really aligns with your values.
Exactly. And that kind of freedom can be so incredibly liberating. It lets you break free from the constraints of a traditional job and design a life that truly reflects who you are and what you want to achieve.
I'm really starting to see why so many people are drawn to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Even if it means facing a whole new set of challenges. It's almost like a pathway to creating a life that's more on your own terms.
Yeah, exactly. It's about taking ownership of your destiny, not just financially.
Mm.
But in every aspect of your life.
It really does feel like there's just so much more to entrepreneurship than you might think at first.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, starting a business. It's about cultivating these skills and qualities that can help you in like every single part of your life.
And that's what Freelancing Insider really gets at. It's
right.
Not just saying, hey, go be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It's presenting a whole new way to think about and approach the world.
Exactly. And I love that this way of thinking, this entrepreneurial spirit,
yeah,
it's something anyone can tap into. You don't have to be running some huge company.
Absolutely not.
To benefit from these principles.
Right. Whether you're freelancing, a digital nomad,
yeah,
working from home, or even if you're totally happy in a traditional job, these insights are still valuable.
For sure. So even if someone's not like quitting their job tomorrow to launch a startup, they can still learn so much from approaching things with that entrepreneurial mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Think about it. The ability to take ownership of your work, to be proactive about finding solutions, to always be learning and growing. Those are amazing qualities no matter what you do.
It's true. It's like entrepreneurship is almost a training ground for developing those essential life skills that help you deal with any challenge in your career, your relationships. Just day-to-day life, really.
I love that. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from Freelancing Insider. Entrepreneurship isn't just a job. It's a mindset. It's a way to approach the world with creativity, resilience, and a willingness to embrace the unknown.
That's so well said. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Freelancing Insider, what's the one thing you really hope our listeners take away from all of this?
I hope they feel inspired and empowered to embrace those parts of the entrepreneurial spirit that really speak to them. Maybe it's that sense of accountability, that thirst for knowledge, that willingness to step outside their comfort zone and try new things.
Yeah. And maybe it even sparks some ideas, ignites some passions, and encourages people to explore those possibilities, even in small ways, within their own lives.
Right. Because at the end of the day, that's what entrepreneurship is all about, taking ownership of your life, chasing your passions, and making a positive impact on the world on your own terms.
That is so well said. Well, thank you for joining us today on this awesome exploration of entrepreneurship. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.